This is John Carter, head women's soccer coach for DePaul University Tigers, and you are listening to the SCAC Media Days on SCACSports.com.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by DePaul University head coach John Carter. Of course, DePaul finishing up last year at 7-7-5, 4-2-3 in SCAC play. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Coach, you're headed now into your 13th and final season as head coach of the Tigers in the SCAC. Just first of all, take me through your mindset as you head into fall camp.
We're looking forward to, obviously another great year in the SCAC, and obviously we'd like to make the last year a memorable one, for us and the girls, and, so we're looking forward to this upcoming year. We return all of our starters from last year who played extremely well at the end of the year, so, we're pretty excited going into the year.
You know, finally, before we get to the season at hand, Coach, obviously a lot has been made with being at the final season for DePaul in the SCAC next year, joining the North Coast. What has sort of been your reaction as a coach and as a coaching staff, and was it surprising to you that the move was made, and does that make this year a little bit more special, being in the final year of the SCAC?
I think obviously being the last year will make it more special than it has been other years, but I think for me, what we've been part of it 12 or so years, I think every year has been a special one, because I think the quality of the school, the quality of the coaching, staff on the soccer side of things, who, we've developed some great relationships and some great rivalries over the course of the year, and obviously we're sad to see those come to an end, it's a direction the university wanted to go, and we'll make the best of it in the North Coast, and I know a lot of those coaches, so I think the good news, I guess, from a soccer standpoint is that we're going from, a very good conference to another very good conference, so I think the level of play from and competition on the soccer side of things will continue to be a tremendous experience for the girls. We're going to miss the travel in the SCAC, going to San Antonio and Atlanta and Dallas and all the other places that we go, but it's an unknown still in the North Coast and what it's going to look like from a scheduling perspective, so it's kind of hard to kind of look forward to what it's going to be like, because there's still, until we get our schedule for 2011, there's still a lot of unknowns, but we're looking forward to the SCAC in the last year and say goodbye to all of our old friends.
Again, Coach, as I mentioned a year ago, the team finished at 7-7-5, 4-2-3, fourth in the SCAC, and really had such a strong finish the year, as you mentioned. I know you really challenged your young team with a tough non-conference schedule, starting the season out at 0-4-2, but again, a good finish, finishing up the year at 7-3-3. What did your team learn from last season, and how did that carry over into spring practice and into the offseason this year?
Well, I think we grew up as a team. We threw a lot of young kids out on the field last year, and you're right. The early part of our schedule, and we traditionally, to me, we always try to play the best non-conference schedule we can to prepare ourselves to win the conference, because obviously the only sure way into the NCAAs is to win the conference. So I always look at the out-of-conference as a way to really develop the girls and get them. And by building the best competition you can, you put them under that pressure. I think when you look over the course of last year, we gave up 22 goals, scored 21, had 310 shots. Our opponents had 305. Everything was pretty much right on the cuff for a lot of games. We a couple games could have gone the other way. We lost a lot of really, really close games. So I think what we learned as we matured as a group, we learned to stay together. We learned to fight for each other. And at the end of the day, we could play, very good soccer. We just didn't score enough goals.
A young team a year ago, as you mentioned, return of all your starters this year in 2010, including five Tigers that were named All-Conference. Alexander Ayer, who led the team with 17 points, was a first-team All-Conference selection. Julia Drummond, a three-time All-Conference selection. Emily White, Lauren Hannon, and Emily Johansson. What are your expectations with this returning group, and how much are you expecting, especially out of those five All-Conference selections, to really show some leadership this year?
Well, I think that... I think it's I'm always on the mindset, and I think our team is the same way. You have special players, and you have players that impact the game in different ways, but at the end of the day, it's about finding the right chemistry, the right mix. I mean, obviously, those players were recognized by the other coaches in the conference for having, you know, exceptional years. So we're going to rely on them just like we will the other, you know, six starters and any kids that come off the bench and contribute. So, you know, to me, it's instead of relying on a few, you rely on the mass, and hopefully through the collection of the season and through training and through games, you find the right mixture that gives you the best chance to go out and compete to win.
You are listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. I'm joined by DePaul head coach John Carter. And coach, I know you have had this sense as far as in order to be the best, you have to beat the best. And I know you schedule very tough out-of-conference games to go along with such a tough conference schedule. Just talk a little bit about this year, your schedule. You start off with four straight tough road opponents and how important it really is going to be for your team to be ready to play at the start of the season to get off on the right foot.
Well, it'll be extremely important, just like I think, you know, every year is. This year, I think our advantage going into the start of our season is that theoretically we should be a little bit more prepared because it's the majority are coming back. We've got some very good freshmen who, you know, should contribute here early. So I think we should hit the ground a little bit more running than we did last year because we're not rebuilding a lot of things. So it's going to be important, but I think at the end of the day, the early season schedule, it's not as important to win the games as it is to kind of find out who you are, what your competitive level is, you know, what's your best mix of kids, what's the best way to play. I mean, obviously you want to win the games because as many games as you win, it protects you and gives you a chance to get in the tournament. But to me, it's really about putting them in the most competitive, challenging environments we can, to be better at the end of the year. So when we enter conference play and we open up and, you know, we're as good as we can be, you know, starting the conference.
The SCAC, no question, is one of the more elite Division III women's soccer conferences in the country. Just talk about the way you have seen this league grow and develop over the years in terms of women's soccer and what makes it so difficult, really, to navigate through.
Well, I think you know, first, I know when we came in and at the early years, it was us and Trinity pretty much, you know, at the top, and you know, whichever one won on a given, you know, day when we played, you know, would win the conference. But you know, I think through time and through the commitment, I think, of the schools to put in coaching staffs, the commitment of the coaches, I think the quality of the coaches. I mean, to me, there's not an easy, you know, game in our conference anymore. When you step out on the field, every team has a chance, you know, to win the game. I think, you know, playing in the South, I know for us, just, you know, you get down there and the weather and the Bermuda grass, and it's a little bit faster than our surface here. Just as when teams come up here, they got to deal, hopefully, with weather issues. You know, hopefully you don't come up here in the end of November or beginning of November and have an Indian summer. But, you know, I think it's just the challenge of being on the road in this conference as well as just the quality of the coaches, the quality of the players, and the quality of the school. So it's, to me, you know, when you step on the field in the SCAC, every day you have a chance to win, and every day you have a chance to lose.
And one of the exciting parts of August for a coach has to be the incoming freshman class. Just talk about the girls you're bringing in this year and sort of what your expectations are and hopes to really make an immediate impact on this team.
Well, I think, you know, when your incoming freshman class, that you hope, you know, one or two of them at least are able to step in and start or at least contribute, you know, tremendously. But, you know, if you get a few that step in and can start, then obviously that makes your depth better on the bench. But, you know, to me it's about we don't have to rely on the freshmen as much at the beginning of the year as we did last year because of the returning class and the strength of that returning class. But I would expect, I mean, we've got, you know, kids from the South, from Arizona, from Florida, you know, from and even Chicago area and stuff. I mean, we've got six or seven that I would think are going to contribute tremendously this year.
Coach, as you look as this team has progressed from last year and headed into spring camp and now with the addition of the freshmen and everybody returning, so what are the sort of the goals you have for this 2010 DePaul Tiger squad?
Well, I mean, if you know, like quantitative, you know, goals, you know, make the national tournament, win the conference, win a national championship. But I think beyond just things that you put out there in terms of the visible attributes, it's you know, to play the way that DePaul wants to play. You know, play DePaul soccer. You know, play together, play hard, play the game the right way in my mind in terms of possession, in terms of knocking around, being an attractive team to watch, and just being competitive. You know, because at the end of the day, as we know, you can be the best team on the field, but in the game of soccer, you're not always going to win. So to me, it's about creating leaders, creating, you know, good student athletes, people that are happy with the program, happy with the direction, and play good soccer.
Coach, headed into camp, what are obviously, you know, chemistry and bringing a team together is important, but what are two or three things that you're really going to harp and have this team focus on and work hard at in camp in order to really be ready to hit the ground running come the start of September?
Well, I mean, I think obviously the first thing for us is find goal scorers. Find personalities in and around the top of the 18 in the attacking third, players who are willing to take people on, who can create opportunities, and then we get those opportunities to finish them. Last year, we created opportunities. We just weren't very good on the finishing aspect. So I think first and foremost thing is obviously we got to be better in front of goal. I think secondly is just to continue the growth that we had last year in terms of playing the game, solving the problems that each team presents, because each team is going to be different when you step on the field. Be able to play the DePaul way, but also do that successfully against how other teams play. So it's solving the problems the games present, being confident in our ability to solve the problems. And thirdly is just, continue, defensively, not to give up goals, not to give up quality chances. And if you're good on the defensive side and you don't give up a lot of goals, you're going to have a chance to win. So I'd say those three kind of areas, kind of the focus.
DePaul University head women's soccer coach John Carter. Again, the Tigers open up their 2010 campaign September 1st on the road against former SCAC opponent Rose Holman. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck this season.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate it. Thanks for what you do.